Hello, good people. It is me, Rashawn Ali. Welcome to another edition of the Cool Soar Podcast. Today, we are joined by Tamisha Brock. She's a Cool Soar of Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated. And she is the band director for Clark Atlanta University. Yes, one of five women in the entire country to lead a collegiate marching band. Now, this interview is a little bit different from our traditional interviews because it sounds more like a media interview than one of our Cool Soror podcast interviews. So it is a little bit different, but I know that you will enjoy. And she shall lead the band with Tamisha Brock. Enjoy.
You know you gotta be a Cool Soror to talk to the Cool Soror herself.
I'm a Cool Soror.
Hey y'all.
I am a Cool Soror of
What's up y'all? I'm a Cool Soror of
Hi, I am a Cool Soror.
It's the Cool Soror Podcast, hosted by me, Rashawn Ali. And welcome to another edition of the Cool Soror Podcast. And I am sitting in the midst of greatness. Yes, I am sitting in the midst of greatness here at Clark Atlanta University. Miss Tamisha Brock, who is a Cool Soror of
Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated.
Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fabulously well. I'm so glad that Clark Atlanta University alumni and Cool Soror alumni, Tanisha Bell, connected us via email because you are the new band director here at Clark Atlanta University. When you hear me say that, how does it make you feel?
It feels great. Yeah. I'm excited to be here in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm very excited to be here at CAU. We're looking forward to a great season, a great year, and we have a great group of students.
Yeah, I know it's been like a long run, like your journey has come full circle. Was it something that you always dreamed of doing, being a band director at an historically black college?
Yes, I knew from an early age when I decided to major in music that I didn't want to stop until I became a college band director.
Really? So what's the journey been like? Have you had some tough moments? Obviously, we all have tough moments in our journey, but what has truly shaped you and prepared you for this moment? What would you say?
Definitely some challenges along the way, but support from family and friends. I come from a long line of musicians.
Yeah.
Several of my cousins are band directors, both on the high school level and college level as well. So just watching them over the years, that I knew that was something I wanted to do. I've had some great mentors. My undergraduate band director at Virginia State University was a huge mentor and a huge part of who I am today.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about like one of the questions that I wanted to ask you, like growing up, I went to Florida A&M University, so you know I had such a, you know, the 100 just had such a huge influence on my college, just my college experience. Were there other bands that influenced you as well along the way?
Yes, in addition to Virginia State University, I grew up only about 40 minutes from Norfolk, Virginia.
Okay.
So I grew up watching Norfolk State University. I started school at age 3 at the Hampton University Laboratory Institute.
Yeah.
So I was always around the Hampton University Marching Band, Hampton University Concert Band program. So in addition to those programs, I've also watched Jackson State University growing up and my cousin's program at Bethune-Cookman University growing
up. Your cousin's program at BC? Really?
Yes.
Okay, so the band director at the time, it was your cousin?
The band director now is my cousin.
Yes. So it's just, this music is all through y'all veins.
Yes.
Yeah. So so you started having this proclivity towards music at 3 years old.
Yes.
Like what was, do you remember any of that time? I mean, what stands out for you like as a young child that you knew music was going to be your thing?
Always going to church. My grandfather and uncles were a part of a gospel quartet growing up. So just being around the church, my mom put my brother and I in the youth choir at a very young age. So between youth choir, young adult choir, praise dancing, and then I started band in the fourth grade, music has always been a part of our family.
Yeah.
My mom, she wasn't an instrumental player, but she was in the choir at church. My dad played trumpet growing up.
Okay.
So just, you know, being around music and just understanding, hey, well, you're going to do something in school, you're not just going to sit around. I had an opportunity to choose between sports and band.
Uh-huh.
I chose band first. I played sports later. I played softball in high school.
You did.
But I still ended up staying in the band program.
What was the first instrument you played?
Clarinet.
Okay.
That is my primary instrument. I've been playing clarinet for over 20 years now.
Yeah. Do you play any other instrument?
My secondary instrument, I play a little flute. And if I had to pick a third instrument, of course, you learn all instruments as a music major.
Yeah.
But baritone is one that I took, I guess, a kinship to.
Yeah. It's like the last three interviews I've done, it's been
all about musicians. I had a baritone player, trumpet mm-hmm. player, was a Kappa from Stillman when they still had a band. Mm-hmm. And then our last guest, he was a drummer. So the music is flowing through the Cool Sore podcast. So can you sing too, Miss Brock?
I can hold a tune.
Okay.
I would not suggest singing, you know, giving me a solo.
Right.
But
right.
I could definitely hold a tune by being in the band program and then, of course, taking those music classes. Music, singing and playing the instrument go hand in hand. You
right.
have to be able to be a good singer or at least hear a pitch in order to play well on your instrument.
Yeah, yeah. So take me through the process that it took for you to become the director of university bands here at Clark Atlanta University. What was the process like? And let our listeners know like how that was for you, so for me to be sitting across from you in your office here.
Well, I've known about this program for many years. I followed Clark Atlanta University even while I was still in high school.
Okay.
When I was trying to decide where I wanted to go to school, even though I stayed in state, I knew about the program, the history of the program. About I guess last semester, I was called for an interview just on how to build a program and just some experiences that I had as a previous band director at another school.
Okay.
I served for 5 years at Elizabeth City State University.
Yes, yes.
And I served for 1 year last year as the Associate Director of Bands at Mississippi Valley State University. So I was interviewed about some of the things that we've done in those programs to strengthen the program, to recruit, to retain students in the program. I became interested in what was going on here, the development of the program.
Mm-hmm.
I applied for the position, didn't think I would get the position.
Right.
Interviewed for the position on a phone interview. The Skype connection went out in the middle of the
interview.
Gosh. So I just knew I blew the interview. I received a call a couple of weeks after that saying, well, you're one of the top finalists. We would like to bring you to campus. I was like, well, okay, great.
Right, right.
Got to campus, fell in love with the campus. They gave me a campus tour. And I think then I knew, you know, that I definitely wanted to be a part of the CAU family, just with the history here, learning what I learned about the buildings on campus,
yeah.
the history of when it was Clark College and Atlanta University. I think that kind of drew me to the university and made the decision very easy.
Yeah.
Also, this area is known for its educational programs, especially in Cobb County. That's where I reside now.
Yeah, me too.
And just looking at, you know, just the educational opportunities for my daughter, the decision was driven based upon family and just based upon the best opportunity for my daughter to get a good education. I've always wanted to live in Atlanta or Houston, Texas.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Just didn't think that I would get there this soon. So I'm excited to be here in Atlanta.
That's great. What do you think set you apart from everybody else?
Definitely, I feel my creativity. I feel that also my experience on a public school level allows me to stay connected with current trends in the public school system, which allows me to understand the challenges parents and students face when applying to schools that students face coming from high school programs into a college program, the additional steps that we need, support we need to provide when helping them get their applications filled out, get their financial aid secured. I think the family atmosphere that I instill in my students in my program helps to make our program a lot stronger.
Uh-huh.
And just, the opportunity of having that nurturing side as opposed to, you know, my male counterparts
yeah.
in other schools, I think that allows us to be set apart from some of the
yeah.
other schools.
How many female band directors are there across the country? Are you aware
across
of
across the country, their research needs to be done. There are female band directors throughout the country in all levels, especially on the college level. We're few and far between, though. We're not as many in number as our male counterparts, but you can find them all throughout traditional institutions as well as your HBCUs. In the HBCU realm, there are only really 5 of us. 4 of us serve as a head director and 1 serves an assistant or associate director.
Okay.
Throughout the nation. So it's very few of us.
Yeah. Do you all at least have some type of support system among each other? Have you thought about like getting together and, you know, maybe just, well, it's competition, I guess, but like, you know, have your own type of sorority.
Well, we're all very close.
Okay,
I mean,
good.
Being a band director is almost like a sorority or a fraternity within itself. So we have a lot of support. We support each other. We pretty much know each other.
Uh-huh.
I'm friends. I've either went to school with them or I've known them through teaching on a public school level. So I've known, you know, I know all of the female band directors in our area. We have a lot of great support from the male band directors as well.
Right.
So we're very close knit.
You know, a lot of people don't really know all what your job entails. I mean, we see you all at the games and you have you up on the whatever it is, you got your stick and then you come back down. Or if that is that's what you do, what does your job entail? All of it. If you could give me some bullet points.
You
what
wear
is your job?
Many hats as a band director.
Right.
You are a parent, a counselor. You are a best friend. Sometimes you're a definite support system. You provide so much for the students, both not just here in college, but on the public school level as well. A lot of times students may come in with personal issues. You have to mediate or just give them advice. They look up to you as a form of security as well. You're an administrator. You definitely have to have great organizational skills, great communication skills. You have to have knowledge of a budget, how to maintain, how to be responsible with what you're given. So we wear many hats. To many, of course, we're parents away from home. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we may have many surrogate children or, you know, godchildren, you know, that we take care of. And those relationships last for years. I still call my college band director to this day because he was definitely a father figure for me.
Yeah.
But we serve in so many capacities, and we I guess create relationships that last a lifetime.
Yeah. So as far as music is concerned, do you have a team that writes the music? Like, you have your dance routine people, like, and so you have to orchestrate all of that. I mean, I know you have staff for that, but you have to oversee all those things as well.
Right. Well, of course, we have an excellent staff here, as with many institutions. But yeah, we have some great student leaders, and we give them, I guess, the power to be able to help decide what routines they want to do on the football field for the dance routines. Mm-hmm. They help make suggestions for the music we play. They work together to teach each other music and marching techniques. So we're instilling in them leadership skills and the opportunity to be self-accountable and to do and have good critical thinking skills to make some of these decisions on their own.
How have you been received by the students? I mean, you're still, I mean, you're young.
Yeah.
You know, in the grand scheme of things, how have you been received by the students as a female band director?
It's been a very warm welcome here.
Okay, good.
I've had nothing but great things and great experience and great encounters since I arrived on campus. The students are energetic. They're very enthusiastic about the season, and not just the band students. I've met a lot of great athletes on campus.
Okay, good.
And a lot of other students on campus, either the SGA or recruiter assistants, and they've all been very, you know, welcoming since I've been here.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, your bio, you have an amazing bio, and you've had some tremendous accolades. What are you most proud of?
Being a mother. Nice. Definitely being a mother. My daughter, she shadows me just about everywhere I go. She's been around my band program since birth. When I was on a high school level, I would have her right at practice in her car seat. So, and she definitely has expressed a desire or an interest in one day becoming a band director herself.
Yeah.
So definitely being a mother. I guess the next thing next to that would be being able to accomplish my advanced degrees, working full time, being a mother full time, and still being able to maintain a 4.0 when I got my master's degree, and being able to make it through a rigorous PhD program. I'm at the end of the road. You know, I've completed all of my coursework. I'm working on my dissertation now. I think that's the greatest accomplishment, because it was one point in time I did feel like giving up.
Really?
So I feel like, you know, definitely that's something that I'm very proud of.
What pulls you through when you do have those moments where you felt like giving up? I mean, was it a mantra that you told yourself? Did you look at your daughter and say, you can't give up? Like, what was it that pulled you through those moments?
Definitely doing it for her and showing her that I'm never going to expect anything of her that I'm not willing to do myself. Same thing I instill in my students. I'm never going to ask them to do anything in this band program that I wouldn't be willing to do myself, or that my staff wouldn't be willing to do. So making sure I'm a good role model for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then also just the knowing that I have a good support system for my mom, wanting to make her proud, and my grandmother, who passed many, many years ago, but she was definitely my heart, and she supported me in anything I did.
Right.
So
right.
Definitely wanted to keep that promise that I made to her.
So what was that promise that you made to her? What did you say to her before she passed away?
That I was going to be the first doctor on that side of the family.
Nice.
And that I was going to make sure that I didn't stop until I made it to the college level.
Yeah. So I know she's very proud of you. Yeah, smiling
I'm sure
down.
She is.
Yeah. What was it like growing up in Carrollton, Virginia?
It was great. I was fortunate enough to grow up in the household with both parents.
Beautiful.
And my paternal grandparents. My maternal grandparents were only 20 minutes away, but having grandparents in the household, it connected me with a lot of family history. I'm very close with my brother to this day. We're practically twins.
Yeah.
So just having that close-knit family atmosphere, I think, instilled great morals in me, and just that hard work ethic, understanding that nothing in life is going to come easy. You have to work hard for it. Even when it becomes difficult, you keep pushing. You just pray until something happens. And understanding that no matter what, you have to keep God first.
Yeah, you do. Definitely. Virginia State University, why did you choose VSU? We had Hampton, you had Howard down the road. Did you just, what was it about Virginia State?
The full
State?
Ride.
Okay. Let's keep that clear.
Ride.
Right.
It wasn't until I met Mr. Houghton that I knew Virginia State. I didn't know Virginia State University was an HBCU growing up going to school. I knew I was groomed to either go to Hampton or Norfolk State because those were the local schools. I had expressed an interest in James Madison University, but it came to a point when I decided where I wanted to go to school and I realized that it wasn't where my guidance counselors wanted me to go to school and they stopped supporting me that I decided to make a decision for myself.
Yeah.
So I'd applied to several schools. I wanted to go to Penn State University, but it was the atmosphere stepping on campus to Virginia State, going through the audition process and immediately being felt, being welcomed into the program. I was able to sit in on a rehearsal after my audition and perform with their concert band.
Oh, wow.
So that kind of sealed the deal for me. I was fortunate enough to have a substantial band scholarship and music scholarship, but my dad's job also gave me a full academic scholarship to go there.
So you had it from both ends, from your musical side and your academic side. So you were smart.
Yes.
Awesome. Good stuff. So in 2001, you became a member of Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated. Yes. Now, did Sigma Gamma Rho choose you or did you choose Sigma Gamma Rho? Which one was it?
Both, okay. A little bit of both. Okay. I remember sophomore year, I met Tabitha James. She was an RA in my dorm, and just her positivity, her organization skills at our dorm meetings, her interest in our major, and just being an overall just beacon of light, really attracted me to the organization. One day I came in from studying, she just asked me, hey, had you thought about joining a sorority? She started telling me a little bit about Sigma Gamma Rho and how I was well connected with educators.
Yes.
Founded by 7 teachers. So she was like, well, this might be something you might want to look into. My favorite color was blue anyway.
Oh, okay.
So, just her spirit and her knowledge, her academics, she was extremely smart and still is to this day. That attracted me to the organization.
Yeah.
And her just being transparent and honest and said, no matter what you choose, do your research first.
Right.
So of course, I have a lot of Greeks in my family, both sororities and fraternities. And I was looking at another sorority at first, but just her connection, her spirit, and the opportunity, the people that I met, I know that I made the right decision joining Sigma Gamma Rho.
Yeah. So you're number 2 on your line, Alpha Zeta chapter. How many were on your line?
It was 3.
We
finished with 3.
But
we were called the Everlasting Trinity. But I'm still very close with my line sisters to this day. And they're 2 very successful young ladies. They're still in the Northern Virginia, Maryland area. And I talk to them quite often.
Yeah.
I don't talk to our number 5 as often because she's, very busy. But we're very close-knit. We're all, extremely proud of being VSU graduates.
Yeah. So what are you going to do, when you go back? Are you going to be able to go back to homecoming with this whole Clark Atlanta thing or what?
I pray. I haven't been able to attend the homecoming in about 6 years because of my position as a college band director. It never quite lined up that we had an away game or a bye week. Even when I was at Elizabeth City, we would play Virginia State very often. And I asked the athletic director, why not play them on homecoming so I can have the best of both worlds?
Yeah. Oh, man. So hopefully, you got to look at the schedule, see if it lines up this year. Cause
not this year. It's
on
the same
you already
day.
Looked.
Same day this year. I tried, but I can't make it. I wish I could. So hopefully next year.
Right. Mm-hmm. What type of impact do you think that you are having for other young girls out there by you having this position?
I think it brings a dream to reality and shows them that it is realistic to accomplish your goal and that you don't have to change for anyone. Just being yourself and knowing your craft, being persistent, being organized, and being straightforward and honest, I think that allows you to be successful in this field. You don't have to act like the men in the field.
Right.
Not saying the men are bad, but you don't have to change who you are to be a viable force in the HBCU world or in any world as a band director. So I just think it gives them a sense of hope. I hope it gives them a sense of hope, not just for me, but for the other female directors out there. Just know we're growing in number. So that alone should be something to look forward
to. Yeah. Well, you've got a beautiful recruitment field here in the Atlanta area because we've got some amazing bands from Southwest Cab. That's my alma mater, to Stevenson, to Miller Grove. So what is, I'm not sure if you've thought about it that far ahead, but what's going to be the recruiting process like for you?
No, I have thought about
it.
I came into Clark and that's one thing I expressed in my interview. I came in with a strategic plan. So I'm doing a 3- and 5-year strategic plan. One thing I did new this year that I hadn't done in the past in my previous institutions auditions, I went around crashing high school band camps just to get to know the students, to know the directors. And I didn't go with the purpose of recruitment, because you go to get to know people first before you start asking for things. So I think that alone just allowed me to see some very great programs. And I'm not done. I know that band camp is over for many of the schools, but school is starting, and I plan to visit every school in the Atlanta metro area within the next 2 months. My goal is to visit 100 schools by December.
Oh, come through, Miss Brock. That's how you get it done. So what's going to be different about the band this year when alumni come back from homecoming, when the student body who was, you know, here last year saw the band? What's going to be different this year, you think?
Of course, we've grown. We are now 65 strong.
Okay.
We had 6 members last year by the end of the season. The goal, we're going to continue growing, but the main thing they can see that's going to be different this year is a restoration of, I guess, support for the program. They've always had pride. This program has always had a lot of heart, a lot of dedication, and that's one thing that I've loved about the CAU band program. So I don't want to say a return of pride, because it's always been there,
right?
But it's going to be a return of school pride,
okay,
and pride in the band program and support from the entire student body for the band program.
What is your goal as far as numbers for this band? I know you want quality right now,
but of course,
if you fast forward and say, I really want this amount of students for my band, what is that number?
I think it's realistic with the area that we're in, Atlanta metro area, and how close we are to several other big areas. I think it's realistic to say that we can possibly have between 150 and 225 members easily within the next 3 to 5 year period.
Yeah, and then obviously you're making this particular program look much more attractive, you know, by the product that you're putting out.
Yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. Last question. What is your definition of cool? Because this is the Cool Sora podcast. Well, I interview cool Soras in all organizations. What's your definition of cool?
I think the definition of cool is someone who's easygoing yet impactful. Someone who leaves a lasting impression on you. They're flexible, always open to suggestions, just carefree and very energetic.
Yeah.
And even if it's subtle, just energetic in your thoughts, energetic in your actions, and one who's always willing to help others, always willing to get out there and meet others. You can't be shy and be cool.
Yeah.
You can't be unorganized and be cool. I think cool is just like the epitome of the perfect person.
Yeah.
You know, easygoing, approachable, definitely approachable, and someone that you know, can serve as a role model.
I think you just talked about yourself.
Really?
Yeah. You just talked about yourself. Okay, I do have one more question. So you have called, you've given your staff the name Cartel.
Yes.
Why?
We are the Cartel. We're definitely a fierce organization. I think going into this with the rebirth of the band program and just the direction we're heading in, we're coming to take over the Atlanta metro area.
I see it. Ooh, your face just got real serious when you said that.
Thank you. Indeed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much to Mr. Brock. We appreciate your time today. Good luck this season. I know you're going to do some outstanding things. We're going to be here rooting for you. You got a whole cool sort of collective from everybody that's going to be rooting for you, and we're very proud of
Thank
what
you.
You're doing. Yes.
Thank you.
Tamisha Brock, everybody.
Hi, my name is Tamisha Brock, and I'm the Director of University Bands and Assistant Professor of Music at Clark Atlanta University, and I'm a cool soror of Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated.